One sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes.
From Corpus Christi, Texas, it's time for the Family Altar Program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away. For he takes the glove.
And now for a continuation of yesterday's message, here is Brother Roloff.
For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
You mothers and daddies, bless your little sweet. Aren't you a helpless bunch? Got your refrigeration now, got your deep freeze, and you still don't have time to prepare for company. You're missing a blessing. You're missing a blessing. Why, I remember the time when my mother, let me go back, will you, just a minute. Walk down memory's sweet lane for just a minute. My mother would say, son, reckon who all you're going to bring home with you tomorrow? And I said, I don't know, but I hope it'll be a bunch. And she said, well, I believe I'll just cook a bunch of things today. That's Saturday. No, I tell you, she'd go in the house, in the kitchen. And you talk about making four-layer cakes. Now, I mean, there wasn't these little potato chip thin layers. I mean, there's big layers. And it's cooked all the way through. I do different now, but I mean, it was good back there then. I was kind of glad, I guess I didn't know any better. But she just makes such fillings. Oh, toppings and fillings and stuff to go between the cake, you know. And I'd stand there drooling, absolutely, just drooling, waiting, just waiting. And I tell you, I just knew as much as she had, there's going to be a great deal left over. And I'd stand there and just look, and I'd look at her, and I'd look at the pan, and after a while, that same old lonesome, empty sound. Crack, crack, crack. Right on the bottom, scraping. I said, Mama, you don't have to put too much. And she said, well, I want it on every layer. And then she'd cover the top, and then she had to go all the way to the bottom, all around the side. And it is just the kind of feeling, you know, just stand up and hang on, you know. And she'd just go all the way around. And she said, now then, Lester, sonny boy, you can lick the pan. Yeah. I said, well, that's about all there is left to lick. All the filling's gone. That was on Saturday morning. That wasn't on Sunday morning. Brother, when Sunday morning came, my old-fashioned daddy, who ruled the roost, who never worked in the kitchen, I mean, he couldn't boil water without scorching. He never cooked. And when my mama went, when some baby got born, that is a sad time at our house. Three boys and my daddy, he'd get up and, I'm telling you the truth, he'd sail an old egg in the pan and you could jump up and down on it, looked like. When he couldn't fix nothing. I miss my mama. I miss my mama. And she'd be gone for two or three days taking care of the new mother and the new baby. But anyhow, my mother, she just would fix things on Saturday. But on Sunday morning, it was different around our house. There was no BB gun to shoot. I mean, there wasn't any hunting, and there wasn't any games to play. We were all thinking about Sunday school and church and going to the little country church over at Shiloh Baptist Church. And my daddy, he'd go out to the pen and come back with about 2 gallons of fresh, sweet milk. And then, as soon as we got through breakfast, my daddy would hook up to the old broom. That's different. That's Sunday. That's the Lord's Day. My daddy just go to sweeping. He said, Sally, I'll sweep out the kitchen and the porch, and we get company coming in. And boy, the three boys would go in and make up the beds, and my mother would get everything put on the table, and the big old white tablecloth spread across it, you know, and it's all ready when we get. That's Sunday. Take up no little notice and let's do something. You folks, I'm telling you, we just need to learn how to live again in our house. In our home. It takes a heap of living in a house to make a home. And we come and just got a car and we pull out in it, you know, and we stay in a motel and eat out and we don't know what the house and home is for anymore. Said they'll be without natural affection. Little old boys and girls don't want to come home. They want to be around mothers and dads. All right, I've got to give you the miracles, and here they are. Number one, the sin traps. Can you imagine why anybody'd walk off in a sin trap? The devil's got his old booby traps. He's got his traps, you know, set. Can you imagine why a human being would walk into the devil's trap, stick his foot in the trap, knowing he's going to be caught, and it'll take a miracle to get him out of it? It's a miracle to me, the traps the devil has set. Now, I don't have time to go into them. I think the number one trap of the devil today, so far as ruining the home, has been television. It's the number one trap. It's the most aggressive. It's educational. It's glamorous. It's colorful. And yet the people on it are not worth killing. They're not worth killing. And it's unreal. It's just a bunch of make-belief, and people just can just fly off into a world of unbelief. And there they are, just sitting. And once they get it, they can't get out of it. There's no way to get rid of it. I mean, the preacher, the teacher, the deacon. I mean, no matter who you are, once that thing gets a hold of you, you're paralyzed. You're stuck to the tar baby of sin. That's one of the traps of the devil. I'll tell you another trap. I'm just looking at it. I'm talking about those in my generation. The trap of dope addiction. All of our young people nearly have played with dope or owned dope of some sort. Nearly all of them. Our schools are infested with it. I mean, it's the garbage of dope is everywhere. And mothers and dads are at their wits' end. Had a little girl come in one day. Mother and dad came over. Her sister, older sister's here in the home, you know. And the older sister came in as a dope addict. She's gone through flashbacks, I guess, like no other girl has ever gone. Suffered more, yet she's a very sweet girl. Her mother and daddy came down with their little 14-year-old. And the state is getting ready to send her to institution, which is not the answer, because she'll get tranquilizers and dope and all that. And she's already been mixed up in sin, 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 sin. At barely at the age of 14, dope is one of them. Dope. Is one of her mind has been affected, and your mind is going to be affected by the amount of dope. If you take a little dope, you'll have a little affectation from dope. If you take a lot, it could ruin you any time. Oh, the sad stories that have gone in the newspapers of our generation, saying that our girls and boys have gone into being vegetables. Mothers and dads have said we're waiting for their death. The doctors have said they'll never have any mind left. It's gone, and gone for the rest of their life. Mothers and dads, the dope trap. What a miracle the devil has performed. Can you imagine making a child feel like they're happy, content, and they're getting along well while they're taking a trip on acid? Their brain is being destroyed. Well, this is the generation of sniffers, gasoline sniffers, lacquer, paint sniffers. And that stuff, can you imagine getting all that glue up in a person's brain? And that's where it goes. It goes right into the brain. And then it drifts them off into a make-believe land. You girls have been right through it. You've sniffed. I don't know what all you have sniffed. I don't know what all poisons you have taken in this home right here. You remember that man came in, 30-some-odd years old, catch him up here, just passed out, sitting down with his back to the wall up there with a rag filled with a lacquer and so forth. And there he was just dumb. He didn't know anything. He just sat there and looked at it. Otherwise an intelligent man, had a lot of talent. He could do many things. He just sat there and looked at it. His mind was gone. Just a vegetable. I said, come out. He just sat there and looked. That's what it does for you. Can you imagine? Isn't that a miracle that the devil performs? To make a person think that you can ruin your brain and that's going to be good for you. It's going to be good for you. I'll tell you another miracle, one of the traps, and that's stealing. Stealing. That's one of the things that plagues is that, of course, it didn't start when you came here. You came here because you were a thief. Our boys come because they steal cars, trucks. They steal motorcycles. I feel I call them murder-cycles because that's what kills a lot of people. But anyhow, they steal anything get their hands on. You know, I sometimes wonder, if I'd have come home with a motorcycle or a stolen car and driven up in my dad's yard. I mean, I never have even figured out what would be left of me. I imagine Isaiah had come and run up and said, you better set your house in order because you're going to die and not live. mothers and dads. But you know where it starts? It starts when they go off to a football game and maybe they get on a special train and come in with the souvenirs. He said, look here what I found on the train. I thought I got off the bus. Look here when I got out there. Oh, it's cute, cute me. I'd beat him all the way back to where he got it. I said, bud, we fixed to take a trip. I mean, you're nothing but a dirty, stinking thief. That's why you're a criminal. You keep this up, I recommend you go to the pen. We ought not to endorse that kind of stuff. The devil's traps. The devil's traps. I tell you another trap. It's a miracle. The Beatles brought this over here. Rock and roll and long hair for men and boys. The Beatles brought that over here. They didn't know it when they came over here. Of course, they were heathens themselves. But they didn't know it. They wrecked a generation of young people in America. We've never had any young people since then. Never. Never had a revival. Our young people have gone down, down, down. With the long hair and the rock and roll came dope addiction. With that came rebellion against parents. And then running and running and running. And then there came that other sin. And that's immorality. And now then we face, and I'm not trying to picture anything, it's not so. I'm just simply saying, this is the filthiest generation that ever lived on American soil. Amen. No compunction of conscience. Look me straight in the face and say, preacher, I don't believe that. I said, it's so, will you believe it or not? Nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. I live with whoever I please without getting a marriage license. And it's none of your business and none of God's business. I've had them to be bold enough to say to me, right straight to me, I've got God's permission to do it. I prayed about it and he said it was all right. What am I talking about? The miracles of old Satan. The miracles of old Satan. Oh, I've got one or two more. And this amazes me. This really amazes me right here. A little girl comes to the home. She comes to the home. She comes in. If she doesn't have any clothes, we'll get her some. We'll put her in a plush, beautiful, lovely carpeted room with a beautiful bed and a lovely roommate. Her mother and daddy will leave with ease of conscience. And they'll say to me when they leave, now, be careful how you hear me now, because this is true. They'll drive away and say, brother, we're off tonight. I'll sleep for the first time. Oh, I've slept with one eye open, knowing that any moment the door would open or the window wouldn't, she'd be gone. But I want you to know, I'm so grateful. I really am. I'm telling you, I delight. I didn't know there's a place like this on earth. I didn't know there's a home like this in the world. Well, I'll say one thing. There's not enough of them. Amen. And so they drive away in their lovely car. Oldsmobile 98 or LTD or get on the plane and fly back home. Goodbye, Brother Olaf. I leave my choicest child with you. That's about the last we hear of them. Are you listening? That's a miracle, isn't it? They go back to make their car payments, maybe buy another car, because they're not having as much expense now because the daughter's being taken care of. And tell the daughter, since you've gone, we've been able to get a few more things. Daddy's buying a boat and a motor and a trailer, and we're going to go camping. No responsibility. And the Bible said they've denied the faith and have become worse than infidels. That's a miracle, isn't it? But to me, it's a miracle how Daddy could pay 50 cents for a package of poison and smoke that 50 cents up in the air and down through his lungs, blow it in other people's faces, saturate his car, his carpet, his home, and contaminate his whole family with it instead of sending that 50 cents to help us take care of his little daughter. I just come to the place where I might as well say it out loud. You're either blind or you don't care. You're either so weak and wicked. Until you'd let somebody else take that sacred responsibility. That's a miracle. One more and I've got to close. This will get you right here. I mean, this will get you. I mean, this is a thing that bleeds my heart. And I'm still human enough to be disturbed with it. A little girl comes. We meet her in the living room or have a conference, and the counselors and the teachers and everybody pleads and loves and blesses and prays, and she's exposed to the gospel. But she rants back and hardens her heart, stiffens her neck, and said, never, never, never. Never. I'll run from this place. I'll burn it to the ground. I hate every inch of ground. I hate everything about it. I will not. And sure enough, the mother and the daddy listened to some little silly story, and they said, I want my daughter to come home. I'm coming after her. That place is not what it ought to be. You're too hard or too strict or too straight. And so they come in and say, gather up your stuff. And they get in the car and whew, down the road they go. That's not all of it. The miracle is this. They'll believe a little lying daughter. She lied like that before she came here. She's still lying like that. But they'll believe her instead of those of us who have character, those of us who've led the homes and paid the price and gotten something done for a thousand little girls and boys and far more than that. And yet they'll go back home and they'll peddle that poison all over their community. Said, I'll never let a daughter of mine go back to a place like that. No TV, no rock and roll. They got to wear dresses. I don't think it's right. And so it's a miracle why you'd ever come to be deceived like that. Mothers and daddies. I'm talking about the miracles of Satan. While God is performing miracle after miracle, so is old Satan. And they become our worst enemies when once they seem to be our chiefest friend. When they came and said, thank you, Brother Olaf, for taking my daughter. I tell you something else. And this is just the last miracle. We'll have a moment to give. The gunman get the little girl, take her back home to the same house, same furniture, same TV, same rock and roll, same cigarettes, same everything they had. And the little girl lasts about 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days. And she said, Dad and Mother, I just feel like we ought to do... Now, you don't tell us how to run this house. You understand that? I mean, you're going to fit in. You're back home now. This is not Roloff's home here. This is not the Rebecca home for girls now. And after a while, they wake up in the morning, the little girl's gone. They find her down at the hippie hive again. And the mother and daddy said, well, she stayed 90 days out at the Rebecca home. Brother Roloff evidently didn't do the job. Is that so? Brother, I don't do the job in the first place. God has to do it. But I would appreciate a little cooperation when the girls come home. If you'll give them what we give them right here, and I know some of you have to make some radical changes because you ain't used to it. But I'm pleading with you mothers and daddies, if you love what I'm looking at, and if you believe they're worth saving and redeeming, why don't you do something about it when you get back home?
Amen.
Amen. Miracles of old Satan. Bow your heads while we pray. Our Father, we'll meet what we said over on eternity's shore. And I'm convinced that I won't have to be ashamed, because I'm not ashamed now. And I believe you said to me what you said. And I'm asking you, dear Lord, to speak to every person, every parent, every girl. Lord, have mercy. Bless and save everyone. And as we wait before the Lord, we're going to sing Just As I Am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, that thou bidst me come to thee. Father, grant that all of us will do right. Bless mothers and dads today. Bless their hearts, their homes, their children. Help us to help them to have happy, holy homes, Bible homes, Christ-centered homes. Bless our preachers and pastors across this country. Save us from just a lack of conviction. Give to us the truth to live and preach. In Jesus' name, amen. In a moment, we're going to stand. How many mothers and dads would like to come? I don't do this often. How many mothers and dads here today would like to come, if you're already saved, and grip my hand and say, Preacher Roloff, I'm going back home, and there'll be some changes made, but I'm going to live for Christ. We'll be getting ready while you are getting them ready. You come today and grip my hand if you mean it. If you're not saved, you come right now. trust Christ as your Savior. Let's stand together as we sing, Just As I Am. Sing it everywhere. Girls, if you want to follow Christ, come on now. Just as I am without. Are being performed this morning. I wish you could hear. A man said to me, I guess, see this to wake me up. The miracles I'm seeing here, Brother Wolf, is waking me. Daddy came and said, Brother Wolf, every television set we got is going out of our house. We'll put in its place prayer, Bible reading. I owe it to my family. I want to be ready when she comes home. I mean, that's just practical Christianity. That's just the way it ought to be. I mean, that's nothing unreasonable about that. This altar's got a lot of folks in it already. I believe others need to come. Others need... Mothers and dads, quit playing church. And let's have real worship for God.
Our Father, we pray for these who come today. My heart's been encouraged. When I see the old gospel stick beat its way through to the tender place, and mothers and dads are sweet and precious, and they come and say, I do love my children. And I want the best for them. And we're going to be getting ready while you're getting them ready to come home. So, Lord, bless them today. Bless our parents. Thank you, Lord, they come to see us. Pray that you'll just give them journeying mercies home and watch over them. And, Father, bless the leaders and workers of our homes. Lord, what a responsibility. We've got not only to win the girls, but to win the parents as they come. Hear us and help us and meet the needs of these in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're happy you joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff and the message, The Miracles of Satan. Now, to receive this message on a CD, ask for offer number RO2766. It is important that we cover shipping and handling, so we ask for a gift of at least $10. We'd like to have today's date and also the call letters to this radio station. To order by credit card, call toll-free 1-800-772-7507. Our address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. Our special offer for the month of September is Tell It to the Church. It's 5 nights of refreshing revival preaching by Brother Roloff, that back in 1976. And to order that, it's RO418. Some of the messages that Tell It to the Church, Let Us Go Over the Storms,
God is for us, who has the authority. Love got better. All of them you'll want to hear, but you'll get them all by calling us or writing us and asking for Tell It to the Church. Now, the offer number is RO418. Now, to receive this, we ask for $35, and we accept credit cards, and our toll-free number is 1-800-772-7507, or you can write us at the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. And let me remind you that during the summer months, and of course we're getting out of those now, we've had a very difficult time financially. And if you can give a gift for the ministry, a very generous gift, it would be greatly appreciated at this time. Now, our address again is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. They sat at His feet, and they looked in His face, content in His presence to be. For no one before had cared for their souls like the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee.